Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, being worthy. It's a point guard.
One on one or one on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. Switch. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. What's the block from the steal I just took away?
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yo, y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Times Hustler Show. I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. This morning, early afternoon, we have a quick 15 to 20 minute podcast. I do apologize, but I got to get the times right for this Sunday. So I'm going to try to go over as many teams as I could in 15 or 20 minutes. So I'll give you a minute to get your paper and pen ready. I'm going to be giving out some winning picks today. I had a pretty good week last week. I won more than I lost, so anytime you win more than you lose, you can consider that a good week. I don't want to say I'm lucky or I got the hot hand. I just want to say I've been putting in work. I study, I read, I listen to many handicappers, YouTube, expert gamblers, and I put in my own expertise. So I average like 2 hours a day. I need to do more, but unfortunately I can't. But I get in about 2 hours a day preparing for not only this show, but to put in my picks and try to pick good winners and give them out to you every day. Like I said, every week this is the home of the Miami Dolphins, the terrible Miami Dolphins. They 1-5 this year. They playing Atlanta Falcons today. So hopefully we can see if we can get a win. And it's 10 days left before the trade deadline. Let's see what goes on. Will they get Deshaun Watson or will they stay with Tua? With me right now, if they lose again today, I'm throwing in the towel for the season, because when you lose six games, you can forget about the playoffs, just about. The way the competition is this year in the NFL. If you lose about six games, you're done, unless you could run off 10 straight wins. And I have seen it happen in my time, but is not something that I would think would happen on a regular basis. Let me run through these games real fast. Once again, I apologize. I got to get the time right. Either I'm going to have to do it earlier in the morning about 9, or I'm going to have to do it later and try to mix, prepare the 1 o'clock games with the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock games with the 4 o'clock. But anyway, we got the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Tennessee Titans today. You know, the Chiefs, they really not too good this year. I mean, point blank, point simple, the Chiefs are not, they not the Chiefs that we known in the last couple of years with Pat Mahomes. They just not. And we know the Tennessee just they didn't put a spanking on the Bills, but they beat the Bills pretty good. The score doesn't resemble the game. You know what I mean? Henry ran wild. Ryan Tannehill was Ryan Tannehill. And that's just it. The Chiefs is not the same team that they usually be. I think it's a 5-point spread today. I love it. I love the 5 points. These two teams got a weird history against each other. It's kind of up and down. But if the point spread stays at around 5, this is going to be a good game. And if Pat Mahomes, who has 9 turnovers this year, which is a lot for a quarterback, which is a lot for him, really, basically, 9 turnovers for a quarterback. That's a lot, and we only in the, what, the 6th, 7th week of NFL football? He got to get a grip on that. But if this point spread stays around 5, 5.5, you know what? I'm not even going to mess with the point spread. Just take the over. Take the over in the Kansas City-Tennessee game, and let's leave it at that. Just take the over. I'm trying to get this damn thing right, filter. All right, let's go out to the Bears. The Bears and the Tampa Bay Bucks. I mean, what could we say about Tom Brady? Tom Brady is the GOAT, and there's nothing else anybody could say about it. But today, he going against that rookie phenomenon, Justin Fields. You know, Justin Fields starting to get a little bit comfortable, you know, in that quarterback spot. You know what I mean? And the Bears defense, they not a piece of cake. They not like Charmin. The Bears brought a pretty good defense, and the Bucks look good too around the edges. And we all know, like I said, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. As far as I'm concerned, he having a MVP year. He got to be in the runnings for the MVP. Absurd as that sounds at his age, but he is. But the thing that kind of concerns me, well, not really, is that the Bucks are 2-4 against the spread. Well, that's a 500 rate, so that's not really too bad. Let me see. With all taking everything in perspective, with the Bears' strong offensive line, and rookie quarterbacks being 0-9, Tom Brady. Check this out. The last time a rookie quarterback came into Foxborough and beat Tom Brady was when? I'll give you a minute to guess that. 2013 was the last time a rookie quarterback beat Tom Brady. 2013. And you know who the quarterback was? Geno Smith. I don't really have a dog in this fight. I'm not putting any money on this one, so I can't give out any advice on who to take and who not to take. All I'll let you know is a rookie quarterback hasn't beaten Tom Brady since 2013, so go figure. You put to make your own decision on that one. Let's go with the Colts playing 49ers. Carson Wentz, I mean, he had a hell of a last two games. You can't take nothing from him. He coming into his own, you know. I was thinking about this game, maybe taking the Colts money line. No, I'm not even thinking about that. I love that. I love the Colts money line today. And coming off a bye week, they should be well rested. I really don't understand the line. That's why I'm saying I would take it money line. Like some of these spreads, I don't know where they get them from or how they make up the spreads. Who gonna win by this and who gonna lose by that? I'll never know how they do that in my lifetime. So if it was up to me, I would just take the Colts money line today. Colts money line. And keep in perspective that Carson Wentz has been great great, great. In the last two games, they won by double digits. So if it was me, I would just take the Colts money line. And don't forget, the 49ers, they don't have George Hill either. Even though they're coming off a bye week, George Hill, he's still not prepared to return. If the line has been moving from 5.5 to 4.5 to 4, by the time it's game time, the point spread probably will be around 4. I guess the bookies don't trust the 49ers. That's all I can say. The point spread keep dropping. It got to be that the bookies or the powers that be, they don't trust the 49ers this year. So take the Colts money line and keep it moving. Bengals and the Ravens, I kind of think this is going to be the best game today out of all the games. I really don't like the games today. I don't really see any exciting games. But if it was any game that I could watch other than my stinking terrible Miami Dolphins, it would be the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. You know, because the winner takes all. You know what I mean? They playing for more than just bragging rights. They playing for position. You know what I mean? And neither one of them seem like they saying fuck next year. They want it this year. You know what I mean? I know about the spread. This is another game that I'm pushing toward taking the over. You know, the line was about at 6.5, and then it dropped to 6. And don't forget, the Ravens, they always play the AFC North teams good. Ravens always play the AFC North teams good. You know what I mean? And the Bengals got some weapons. Don't sleep on the Bengals. The Bengals have held the last 6 games. Nobody has scored more than 25 points all against the Bengals. The last 6 games, nobody has scored more than 25 points. And that's a key point to take into perspective. And I got something else down here about Jackson being 5-0 against the Bengals. That don't mean nothing to me. I just take the over. You know what I mean? Don't even worry about that one. Let's move on to the Lions and the Rams. I'm not even going to waste too much time on this one. It's Matt Goff against Matt Stafford. They got traded for each other. Like I said before, last week and the week before that and the week before that, the Lions is the worst team in the NFL. I know some might think it's the Miami Dolphins, but it's the Lions. Look for the Rams to blow the Lions out. I don't know what the point spread is. I don't care what it is. If it was 10, 15, 20, the Rams will blow the Bengals out today. You can bet. You can kiss the baby on that one. The Panthers and the Giants. Let's go to the Panthers and the Giants. Both the Panthers and the Giants running backs are hurt. And this game might just be like turnover central to me. Like, I expect a lot of fumbles, a lot of interceptions. The Giants don't got no receivers. This is a toss it up in the air game to me. This game, a lot of people love the Giants and they disgrace right now. You know, after last week, the way the Rams beat them down in the ground, it was a total disgrace. But you know what I mean? I don't like the Giants, but I stay a home team, so I still kind of root for them. The loss last week is a kind of major concern, but all in all, the Panthers are 3-3 now after starting 3-0. I gotta say the Panthers is gonna be dig down and try hard today. I can't see the Giants beating them. This is another game. I don't have a dog in this fight, so I can't tell you who to bet on with this one. Texas and Arizona. Oh man, the line is like 17 plus. This is a bettor's game of the week. The Arizona running game is strong. Chandler Jones is back from the COVID. Arizona's passing game is too much. I mean, Arizona is a public team. The public love Arizona. I know Houston battles hard. I know Houston battled hard against Patriots and the Bengals. but Arizona's fourth in points scored against them, and Texas is 27th against the run. So you figure that out. I would take the Arizona points and just lay it all down. Jets and the Patriots. Zach Wilson. Oh man, what can I say about Zach Wilson? This is first time in Foxborough. Everybody is probably on the Pats. Zach Wilson didn't throw any interceptions last week. The Pats quarterback Matt Jones. He looked pretty good. Should have won last week against the Dallas Cowboys. if the Jets could keep it close, might be a tight game. But the Patriots have beat the Jets 11 straight times. So I don't know if the Jets gonna go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots today. And this is another game when it's been 26 years since a rookie quarterback has won in Foxborough. So that's another game. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not betting on this game. 26 years since a rookie quarterback came into Foxborough and beat Belichick. You could do what you want to do with your money on that one. Okay, I'm going to save that one. That's the Dolphins and the Falcons. Washington, let's go to Washington and Green Bay. Green Bay has won five straight games. Very impressive. The defense is strong. They're a bunch of flying around like Lawrence Taylor once said, like crazed dogs. The Washington is dead last in points allowed. They couldn't score against Kansas City. Aaron Rodgers, you know what Aaron Rodgers could do against a terrible defense, and this is Washington defense is terrible. 10 points, I think Packers should cover that because the Washington defense is so bad, and I can't see Aaron Rodgers missing a beat. Look for Aaron Rodgers to go crazy today, all over the field, short or long, corner to corner, field to field, sideline to sideline. Let's see, go to another one real fast. The Saints and the Seahawks. The Saints had a bye week last week. The Saints is another damn team that the public just love to see. Love the Saints, man. They like the public team. I thought it was Dallas Cowboys who was the America's team, but the Saints, they get a lot of love. I wouldn't be willing to lay too many points. The quarterback, I can't remember his last name, Jimerson, you know, he thrown for 12 touchdowns in six games. And, you know, Seahawks got Geno, you know what I mean? He did pretty good last week. He got his first start to go to overtime, so that ain't bad. They're giving the Seahawks 5 points, though. Why would you give the Seahawks 5 points and they home? Why? The Seahawks is not that bad. Geno Smith is not that bad. They give him 5 points and he's at home? Man, take Seattle Seahawks with the 5 points and kiss the baby, because I don't understand that for anything in the world. The Seahawks getting 5 points and they home. I can't see that. The Saints ain't world beaters, but like I said, they's America's team, man. I got to wrap this up in a minute, and then I'll give y'all my picks for the day. I saved this one for last. Falcons against the Dolphins. I mean, what can I say? Miami Dolphins is my team, but they playing terrible. They need a complete overhaul from the top to the bottom. Chris Greer, out of here. Brian Flores, out of here. The offensive coordinator, out of here. The defensive coordinator, out of here. That team needs a complete overhaul. And if anybody know Miami, I know Miami. I've been a Miami Dolphins fan since 71, 72. Matt Ryan's been playing good. I don't know what the hell Tua's going to do today. I'm not really sold on Tua as an NFL quarterback just yet. He haven't proven anything to me. First of all, he got to stay healthy. And I don't see how he's going to do that because he's not that big a quarterback. I love big quarterbacks like Big Ben, 6 foot something, 200 and something pounds, and agile and mobile. You know what I mean? Tua, he seems tentative, like he's scared to run. He don't know when to throw the ball away. He throws down in the check. They don't turn him loose. I just hope he don't lay an egg today. Because Miami defenses look terrible. All the money they spent on them. Miami coming from London last week. I think Miami done gave up 20 points or more in every game they probably played this year. The defense stinks. I'm not going to say much. You know I can't bet against them because that's my team. But I think the point spread is at 2.5. Miami is getting 2.5. I'm afraid to take that, and they my team, and they get, but I don't have faith in them, even though they're getting 2.5 points. All right, I got to make this wrap this up real quick. I'm sorry, apologize. Let me give out a couple of picks real fast. Tampa Bay in the first half. You got to take the Colts. You got to take me right now. You got to take the Colts. Colts with the points. Tampa Bay first half. The Rams. Indianapolis. Tampa Bay first half. Tampa Bay first half. Let me give out some more picks. Everybody got that? The Rams minus whatever, 1,000. Tampa Bay first half. Indianapolis plus the points. And who else am I taking today? Green Bay Packers. And the Patriots. And that's your winners for today. So you can play them however you want to. New England Patriots, Green Bay Packers, Indianapolis Colts, Tampa Bay first half. Once again, I'll tell you that's the Rams minus whatever, Green Bay Packers, New England Patriots, Indianapolis Colts plus 4, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers first half. And listeners, I'm sorry I had to make this such a short show today. Hope the sound system was good and everything. You know, let's get some money. You know what I mean? Let's break the bookie today. I've been doing pretty good. You know, tickets don't lie. I post my tickets when I win. Tickets don't lie. I can't make up a ticket, so everybody should know. I do know a little bit about football. And like I said, I've been watching sports since I was 8. I've been playing organized sports since I was 9. So I got 50 years of experience. So anybody who think I don't know anything about sports, they must have bumped their head or they must be on dope or dog food. And just check my stats. I post my winning tickets every day. And let's get this money today. I don't want to toot my own horn today. Thank everybody for listening. Thank you to the people who clicked on the link. You can hear this show all day long. I'll repost it again because I know most people probably not listening right now, but you can listen to it any time of day. I'm the host, Randy J. Sean Jackson, and thank you all for listening to the Small Time Hustler podcast. I hope everybody wins some money today. I hope everybody's team win today. I hope it's a good damn day for football, and I hope we all win a lot of money. This is Randy J. Sean Jackson signing out until next Sunday. I put in the room on Facebook. Let me say this before I leave. I don't know why I got almost 100 people in the Facebook group, and I posted that if anybody could pick the correct score of the Los Angeles Rams and the New York Giants game today, I would cash at them $20. If you can pick the correct score of the Los Angeles Rams and the New York Giants score of their game today, I'll cash app you $20. And out of 97 people in the group, only 3 people picked pick the score of participant in the game. So I didn't care. If nobody don't want $20, that's okay with me. But Jesus Christ, I would have posted up some numbers so fast and try to win $23. Anyway, once again, it's still open. Until the game start, it still goes. All right, this is Randy J. Sean Jackson signing out. Everybody get paid, get some money. Peace, love, and soul. You can kiss me.
Y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me,
Black Mamba, it's Kobe, 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 it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me, big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama from New Jersey. King Earner, Black Honor, being worthy. It's a point guard.
One on one, or one on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them.
Switch.
I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.